Welcome to this podcast about Dryad Point and Campbell Island in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Dryad Point is on the northeastern point of Campbell Island and is the site of a historic lighthouse that marks the intersection of Llama Passage to the east and Seaforth Channel to the north on the Inside Passage, about 173 miles southeast of Prince Rupert and 2 miles northeast of Bella Bella, British Columbia. The point is named after the Hudson's Bay Company vessel Dryad, which supplied company outposts along the coast from 1834 to 1836. The island was probably named by Captain Daniel Pender for Dr. Samuel Campbell, who was the surgeon aboard HMS Plumper from 1857 to 1861. The geology of this part of British Columbia consists of tectonic terranes that gradually joined together and then accreted to the North American continent. Campbell Island contains metamorphic rocks formed during the Mesozoic, such as slate, greenstone, schist, gneiss, and marble. These rocks were intruded by volcanic dikes that radiated from a hot spot about 13 million years ago and now form the Anaheim Volcanic Belt. This part of the central coast is the traditional territory of the Heiltsuk Nation, an indigenous people now based in Bella Bella. Heiltsuk bands historically traveled by carved cedar canoes designed for use on the open ocean. Each band had its own territory and inhabited separate winter villages of large cedar plank houses with head chiefs, ceremonies, and distinct dialects. One such village was on Denny Island, east of Campbell Island across Llama Passage. In 1833, the Hudson's Bay Company established a fur trading post called Fort McLaughlin on Campbell Island, prompting the relocation of the Heiltsuk community from Denny Island. The fort closed in 1843 and the village remained. Later, a white trader operated a store there, but a dispute caused most of the Heiltsuk to move about 2 miles north to the village's present-day site. In 1905, a cannery was built by Japanese owners on Denny Island opposite the village of Bella Bella. It operated under various owners until 1938. In 1941, an anti-submarine bomber base was established on Denny Island. After it was decommissioned in 1944, the facility was developed into a fishing resort called Shearwater, with a full-service marina, fishing resort, restaurant, and hotel. The resort was sold in 2022 and is now owned and operated by the Heiltsuk Nation. After British Columbia joined the Canadian Confederation in 1871, the need for an expanded system of navigational aids along the often dangerous West Coast grew more urgent. The newly created Federal Department of Marine and Fisheries took responsibility for an ambitious construction program, and by 1914, Canada had tripled its inventory of lighthouses. Most of the new lighthouses were built of timber, including the one at Dryad Point, originally completed in 1899. It was reconstructed in 1919 and is now a 24-foot reinforced concrete tower. In 1930, a new dwelling and boathouse were constructed. Today, the light station includes dwellings, greenhouses, fuel storage, and equipment sheds. Its earliest lighthouse keeper was the Heiltsuk leader, artist and boat builder Captain Richard Carpenter, who served until 1930. Since its original construction, the station has guided vessels through tight turns and low-lying lands at Llama Passage and Seaforth Channel. In 2015, the lighthouse was designated a National Historic Site, preserving its unique character and setting. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.